Conservatives believe in transparency in government. And when they make things a secret, like where they're buying these drugs, you have to ask yourselves, ourselves, what are they trying to hide? When you talk about the transparency issues where they're making these secret drug combinations, it has nothing to do with national security, but it's being paid for with taxpayer funds, so we deserve and have the right to know where that money is going. So whenever I look at any program to try to decide whether or not it's conservative, I give it what I call the conservative litmus test. I ask myself, is it constitutional? Is it pro-life? Is it fiscally responsible? And is it representative of a limited government? The death penalty is easily inconsistent with at least three of those. It's not pro-life, it's not fiscally responsible, and it sure is not limited government. I've had some conversations with fellow conservatives about this, and one of them actually supported the death penalty. And he told me that if we keep continuing to have these botched executions that take hours and obviously are not working properly, that he's gonna have to stop supporting the death penalty because that's not what he wants to see government involved in. One of the criticisms that I often get from people who support the death penalty, they try to talk about some of these horrific crimes where it seems obvious that the offender is guilty, so they believe that we have the duty to execute them. But in the end, I try to remind them that if you want to execute the real guilty, the real bad people, you have to have a system in place. And because humans and governments are fallible, some innocent people are going to get caught up in the mix. So my question is, if you want to be able to execute a few bad people, how many innocent people are you willing to execute? Because collateral damage will come along with that. And so far, nobody's been able to answer that. Oftentimes, the other criticism is, well, hopefully this deters murder. For every 100 murders, about one of those results in a death sentence. Less than that one actually gets executed. And that happens 10, 20, 30, 40 years later. Do you think that goes through anyone's head before they commit a heinous act? I don't think so.